The word frequency, according to physics, is the number of waves that pass a fixed point in unit time. Also, the number of cycles or vibrations undergone during one unit of time by a body in periodic motion. How many times does something happen within a particular period? I would like to take a portion of your time and introduce a portion of my time that I want to share with you. My name is Kenny, and I have a story to tell. My story is a frequency, the frequency of my life. Would you please sit back and relax. Tune into my frequency. Feel my vibrations. See yourself watching a motion picture film on the big screen in Blackmagic Cinema. Imagine yourself sitting in your home theater room watching Season 1, Episode 1. Or read my life story. You can read it for yourself from off the pages of the book. Welcome to the frequency of my life. The true story, Kenneth Tricky Williams. Narrated by an East Coast street nigga, better known as Tricky. The elements of Kenneth Tricky Williams' specific biographical portrait are revealed, and the people who influenced his life in a negative manner as well as in a positive manner. This story brings together in a narrative format all the information and references about the character of Kenneth Tricky Williams. His biography is a coherent and continuous story. Also, for the purposes of this book, it is written for moral purposes, understanding ignorance. This story is very urban ghetto from a street projects of the East Coast within the African American poverty stricken culture that is an offspring from the black slave nigga to Negro generations. At the turn of the street life and in the moment of truth of Kenneth Tricky Williams realizing he was sick and tired of being sick and tired, he found his consciousness with God on the day and at the right moment when a God-fearing man from Birmingham, Alabama, appointed by God, was ordered by the Holy Spirit to touch his life on a street corner in Long Beach, California on the east side with the anointing and supernatural power of God, and ultimately became called by God's choice as a minister, as a preacher, and as a fivefold ministry teacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, do not judge before the time comes. I served these streets 29 years of sin, and all it took was one moment of God's saving grace. My name is Kenneth Tricky Williams, the consciousness of a black street nigga, unwanted by his mother and father, who divorced as a baby and was cut off by his own mother's care. My mama said, "Fuck that black ass child." Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, let heaven bear the record, let earth bear witness, and let God be my greatest witness. I decree on this day and in this hour, according to my faith in the power of God, because it was God Himself who called me into salvation and sanctified me, because God chose me to believe the truth. Father, for this cause I come before you, and I ask that you give me the right frequency and the best frequency that is for me to have in my life. Father, I decree on this day and in this hour that I have the spirit of the right frequency resting upon my human spirit, my living soul, my physical body, and resting upon my daily life. I decree, let me live and let me walk in the right frequency of God according to the frequency of the Holy Spirit, the frequency of the anointing of my Father, and the frequency of the power of God in Christ. Father, I decree, give me the right sound that supports my frequency according to the frequency in my life, the frequency of Kenneth Jerome Williams, and the frequency of my life story in the name of Jesus the Christ. So let the frequency of my life be unto me as you have said, my Lord, the frequency of Kenneth Tricky Williams. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. I'm all grown up now. I wrote this book. It's about my life. I came from the Southbridge Projects. It don't exist no more. They knocked it down to the motherfucking ground. What happened to his parents? His mother and father from the Southbridge Projects. His daddy and his mama said, "Fuck that baby." Is that how it felt when you fucked that lady? Because after that, I was born. And my daddy was long gone. And my mama said, "Fuck this black ass child."
I can understand how it might be kind of hard for you to love a girl like me. I don't blame you much for wanting to be free. I just wanted you to know that I love you.